I was a patient, still a patient. See, when I came out of hospital in 1952, Dr. Gaultrud, who was my doctor, my GP, he had a surgery in a house opposite in Green Lane. And when the surgery, because I remember going to visit him when I came out of hospital, and when they opened John Scott Health Centre, he moved into the John Health Centre. And in those days, there weren't group practices, there were separate single practices. I went with him there, and I remember going to see him. It's very strange, Mike, this doctor, I suppose, used to give me a very, very small, I think the smallest speech you could ever get. I remember going there, and my brother, of course, went there as well. Went to the dentist, and it frightened the life of, and my brother was frightened, and it took him years to get over it. There was this chap, like a giant to us, and he gave us gas. And it was in the, it was awful. So my experience of first as a dentist, it wasn't very nice. Also, another thing I remember was my doctor, not only was he a GP, he was also a doctor, he had a specialist in eyes. He has a speciality. Eyes. He's an eye doctor, yeah. And he actually saved my sight in a way. I'm going back to when I was about 25, 40 years ago, roughly. I just had my eyes tested. And he said to me, oh, you see your eyes? I said, well, I can't see very well. He said, the prescription's right. Well, he said, I think you'd better go and have it checked at the hospital. But my doctor was an eye doctor. So I went to see my doctor, Dr. Galton. He checked my eyes. He said, well, he said, I want you to come to Royal Northern, because at the Royal Northern they had an eye department there. So I went to the Royal Northern. Anyway, this consultant, he did some tests, and he brought this consultant in. He did a field, well, I didn't know what it was. Anyway, detected a detached retina in my right eye. And then within a week, I had an operation. And I got a full sight back. I lost the vision part of the central, what they call it. Everything's distorted. But because of the fact that I went to see Dr. Galton, I didn't deteriorate. Because these sort of things have to be done very quickly. So in a way, it's like he's a good doctor. His wife also was a doctor, but she wasn't over at the practice here. I think she was a children's doctor. But all I do remember, they didn't have a lift initially. There's still steps, but you've got a lift there now. Because I remember having to go up the steps, and not there wasn't that. So they installed a lift, I don't know how many years, probably the last 20 years or so. So that's a big improvement. And because they've got ramps there, and they've got parking, they've got two spaces for disabled. So I think they're more aware of disability. That's happened. Yeah. Also, as I said, they had individual single practices. And I remember the doctor, you remember the certain doctors. Mm-hmm. See, my doctor was Dr. Galton. And at the time, there was another practice, single practice, Dr. Bierman. She used to have a practice, she used to live, and she lived on a practice in Gloucester Drive initially. And then she moved over to the John Scott Health Centre as well. That was Dr. Bierman. Then we had a Dr. Rudin. And it's funny, he got me, I had a fear of injections until I saw Dr. Rudin. I mean, I have a bladder problem due to polio. And they always try to get me, they want to inject me to have an x-ray. I think what it was, because I was frightened of injections, I wouldn't allow them to give me an injection, so they couldn't do the special x-ray. Until Dr. Rudin came over to me as an emergency. I had a stone in the bladder, and I was writhing in pain. And the only way he could have stopped it, he injected me with must be morphine. I would have accepted anything. So when he gave me the injection, I still don't like injections, but I accept and I don't look at them. Yeah. But he got me over my scare of injections when he came over that time when I had this terrible pain. Yeah. So I always remember Dr. Rudin.